So someone's just handed me a sheet of paper, and I found out now that my presentation on Java Effects, Enterprise Java Effects for the web platform, is on InfoQ. This presentation was from QCon London, which happened in the nice spring, March of this year, 2009. And I had a couple of inquiries from the internet, as from one from a certain William Barbosa, all the way from Rio de Janeiro. Congratulations on your Olympic bid 2016 triumph. And hopefully, one day I will get to Rio de Janeiro, rather. Thanks very much. Anyway, and you had a couple of questions. In your opinion, in my opinion, what's the main advantage of Java Flex in relation to Adobe Flex? To be honest, I have not used Flex in any shape or form, not certainly in Angular. Maybe I should really go and try it someday, because it's the nearest thing to Java Effects. So I can't give you a real direct comparison. However, I believe in terms of components, Flex has the leading edge at the moment. Flex has more components than Java Effects 1.2 at the moment. However, if you give it a couple of months, or at least into February 2010, I think this will change. I don't work, I must stress, I do not work for Sun Microsystems, and I'm not part of any decision-making processes that are part of Sun's businesses at this time. And so I'm making a pure guess here that there will be lots of more components in JavaFX 1.3, the next release, and also in the further releases, there will be this performance upgrade of the new Prism architecture that they promised at Java 1. The other questions are, do you think that JavaFX will get the most of the Wii market? Well, it depends what you mean by the Wii market. And I would say, if you're talking about desktop and web applications, which I'm not going to christen web top, someone's already done that, Flash will probably be dominant, because that runtime is available on most computers right now on the 21st of October 2009, followed by Silverlight and certain application. I think it will take a tipping point, like the Olympic Games or the World Cup, for everybody to go and actually grab the runtime and install it. There's no such thing as zero configuration, and despite whatever marketing company tells you, it has to be installed with the option to be uninstalled, and that's obviously what the toolbar fights are about. The toolbars that are offered to you in every application download, from Yahoo to Google to whatever else is out there to ask. So, what is the Wii market then? Do you define it by the desktop market or desktop application? Do you define it by web and browser applications? Or how about mobile phone upmarket applications? And then for Java Effects, as far as I know, what about television and Blu-ray devices? So if you're talking about those markets, they are separate markets. For example, with the desktop, you know that Java has been running as an applet since 1995, but Sun was very late to realize the horrible strategic mistake in its actual evolution. And then if you're talking about the web and browser applications, the web developers, you already know the story. They got really fed up and cheesed off with the browser wars, and developed Ajax and JavaScript libraries, the V8 and just-in-time compilers and interpreters. And what about mobile phones? Equally fragmented. Java can run in phones, but even though there's a market for Java running in mobile phones with J2ME, and but at this moment in time, that there's a new royal family for the mobile market, which is obviously the Apple iPhone and the SDK. The king is now the iPhone, and the queen is now the Apple App Store, and that is the new model out there. I really do think things are going to change. I'm Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out.